Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Come on, rookie. Is that all you got? You're bouncing like glyphosate. Mix it up, why don't you? Show me some combinations. Add some prepare to that glyphosate.
Yo, coach. Add muscle to your glyphosate burndown with Prepare herbicide. Prepare enhances broadleaf control and adds residual control of grassy weeds like wild oats and green foxtail that can rob yields. Ask your retailer about Prepare.
Oh, and Prepare packs a powerful punch.
Always read and follow label directions.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, we're going to talk a little bit about these livestock futures here today. And cattle futures with a pretty nice day yesterday. Hog futures, though, really continue to struggle.
Well, it's just about story four yesterday, as we did see the entire cattle complex close positive, with the feeder cattle making new record highs again. The box beef prices also rose to new record highs, which we saw the choice boxes up $1.53, selects up $1.80, movement of 122 loads. Also saw cattle kill 113,000 head, and the cash feeder index that was up 76 cents. Now, there's yet to be any cash cattle trade in our feed yards. Now, due to tight cattle supplies, Cargill's closing a beef plant in Milwaukee as of August 1st, and a year ago they closed a plant in Plainview, Texas. Now, the lean hog closed lower yesterday with their lowest trade in the past 3 months. At the moment, October live cattle down 2 cents, August feeder cattle 45 cents higher, and October lean hogs down 55.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers. Our friend Jim Odell and the folks at Superior Livestock want to invite you to check out their Superior click-to-bid option of going online and bidding on any of their auctions, their regular auctions, or some of the various seed stock and purebred auctions listed on their website as well. For details, go to their website, SuperiorClickToBid.com. It's a great way when you can't be in front of the TV watching their auctions to bid wherever you are. Superior, click to bid.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at our grain futures yesterday, we saw some improvement in the wheat futures, positive in Chicago and Kansas City, and corn futures had a little bit of improvement yesterday as well.
That's right, Dave. Our wheat and corn did close positive on a mainly technical buying situation, but the entire soybean complex closed negative as favorable weather forecast pulled on prices to the downside. Now, the price of the corn, soybeans, and wheat futures continue to hold near their lows of the year 2014. Now, this morning's weekly export sales, which come out at 7:30, are expected to exceed 1 million metric tons for both the corn and the soybeans this morning. Now, we've been mostly lower overnight. Now, September Casey wheat is down 0.75 cents. December corn down 1.5 cents. November soybeans up 0.5 cents. December cotton down 18 points. September crude oil down 63 cents. September dollar index is 8 cents higher. And September Dow Jones futures trading 84 points lower.
Well, Tom, how can folks track you down to get some more information from you?
Well, Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time this morning and look forward to visiting with you again tomorrow. And that's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.